Hello, folks. Wow, that's really loud.
Well, here we are. Welcome to the final forecast on 10-day forecast here, WMUC Radio. This is WMUC FM College Park, and completely on time today is DJ Weatherboy.
Hello.
On the World War II mic temporarily.
We hope you guys are having a wonderful, amazing day. Stay tuned for the forecast. First, we're going to start off with a wonderful, amazing track from Wonderful, Amazing Maryland Adventure Program with Sound.
I love the Maryland Adventure Program. I do love Sound, Chris.
Sunday forecast is possible. Thanks to viewers like you.
And here is the PSA.
Do you like the outdoors? Join the Maryland Adventure Program. This is a student-powered adventure that promotes personal growth and overall wellness. You can tackle a 50-foot wall through rock climbing or gather a group of friends to experience the challenge course. To get more information, log on to crs.umd.edu/Maryland Adventure Program.
All right, that was a lovely PSA for us all.
I agree.
We're pulling up our playlist here, but
I also have it on my wonderful, amazing computer if it's still giving you some difficulty, but
I think we should be good. However,
yes.
This is our last episode, Chris.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Maybe we can get some Palladium playing just to have that as our little...
Now we're freaking talking.
Yeah.
Let me...
This is the 10-day forecast theme, Palladium. For those who are not... We're very new to 10-day forecasts. Here is Palladium by Weather Report. We play that in the background as we go ahead and yap.
This is Palladium. We love Palladium. This is, when you play this bit for the first time,
yeah.
I was enthralled because the idea of, you know, having a theme song and just, yes. You know, spilling the news and spilling the weather report every week on here.
Absolutely.
I think this song perfectly backtracks that.
Yeah, and I love it. I love it as well. You know, I actually was thinking of, when I had a lot of ambitions for the show, being able to create a little remix where, you know, it's kind of like a Palladium extended mix or, like, you know, kind of just being able to have, like, sort of, you know, a soundboard for, like, you know, transitions to different songs, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, that is not the case here.
Well, that's all right. We did a lot of things with the show, and we'd like to do more.
Yeah.
One day in the future.
Yeah, one day in the future. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows if you'll find the 10-day forecast extended mix? But I was very happy to find this song amongst, you know, the things for the weather report, because I don't know if you know, but part of the reason why I even chose the entire Weather Boy thing is not only because of the, you know, wonderful, amazing people like Milo, who was previously known by the moniker Eva Boy, with her music, but and also Weather Day, the noise rock museum, but a very strong influence was JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I remember you were counting this, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Character there called Weather Report, because Araki loves naming his characters off of, you know, media. And now that I think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the full context of everything, it may be a little bit lazy, but I love that it exists so much. It has allowed me to find so much amazing music like this.
Well, we all love a little remix, so remixing some common characters, you know.
Yeah, common names, you know, things
not
that people
really,
yeah. And, you know, it adds the love and whatever that you need, and I think it just works well. It's nice.
I agree. And so, because of that, I also love that our show is named that, because it's like, it's such a simple idea, and yet, you know, it works so well in the context of you know, a weekly show that we just for an hour every week.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Love 10 Day Forecast. And I also love all the listeners who are listening to 10 Day Forecast, or maybe even be listening to Palladium for the first time. Who knows?
You never know.
Who knows? Maybe we might be playing Palladium again within the hour.
I don't know if
that's illegal or not.
Well, let's just say we might have to play it again when a certain special guest arrives here
during this session. I've heard.
We won't spoil too much for the listeners, but we have an old face returning once again in person in the studio. So we'll look forward to that.
Yes, an original newscaster here on 10 Day Forecast.
Home of the fun and the funk and the friends.
The friends. What if we faded out a bit and then, you know, transitioned our viewers to one of the faded the music out here, and then as we transition our viewers towards being embraced with a wonderful, amazing song with a lot of energy, known as O Describidor dos Mares by Tim Maia. And I love mispronouncing names in other languages.
It's one of the most consistent things we've had here on the show is your lovely pronunciations of these songs.
Yes, exactly. And this song has the funk, the fun, and it was the first song we ever played on the
the first song.
Exactly.
I'm gonna start crying in the booth.
Yes,
this is heartbreaking.
This song was on the original little mix that I created, so you could even say it earned me the spot of being able to be on 10 Day Forecast.
Well, you heard it here first, folks,
and thank you, Tim Maia, for this wonderful, amazing song. Hope you guys are ready for the funk.
Chegar, Angra dos Reis e Ipanema, Iracema.
And if you're just tuning in, you just listened to the wonderful, amazing O Describidor de Sete Mares by Tim Maya. And wow. I just have to say, wow. That was funky, fresh, and fun. Wouldn't you say?
I would totally agree.
Yeah. And if you can imagine, we're going to keep on playing some tracks here because we are loaded back to back. So we're going to transition right next into Masu by Franco and Le Tipi OK Jazz.
Oh, I remember
this song. I can tell you right now, I think I made this pun back when I first played this, but their jazz is definitely more than OK.
That's for certain.
And you guys will enjoy this as we yap about the song we just listened to with Timai and its significance here.
Let's get into this.
Ooh. Wow. I almost just want to like shut up and just, you know, just play the song on full blast, but you guys will be able to enjoy that very soon. Holder.
Yes.
DJ World War II Mike. Wow.
Back on the World War II Mike as you can I'm surely hear.
Yes, and it's amazing.
My grainy voice.
We love the little too much. We love the female vocals here. We're gonna get into that bit later, but but that last song is allegedly means the title means discoverer of the seven seas. If you can believe it, we just found this out here right now in the station.
What is the last word?
Mares. So like I could obviously that's like
Seeker of the Seven Seas. Interesting.
Yeah, yes. And I was wondering if they're like, you know, talking about a Jack Sparrow type figure here or what have you, but it seems like he's just talking about maybe falling in love with the mermaid or something. This is like the lighthouse.
Seeker of the Seven Seas, I seek for that. I like that.
It's nice.
Write, and then to write funk about that,
it's awesome. It's awesome. It's wonderful. And it's amazing. And thank you, Tim Ryan, for that. And speaking of...
I have a question for you.
Yeah,
Before you get into the connection.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you fall in love with the mermaid?
Would I fall in love with the mermaid? I personally do not find seals attractive. But, you know, maybe if I was really, you know, full scurvy. If I was full scurvy, you know, I was delirious. Water all around, not to drink.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd be like, wow. You know, there's something about that seal there. I just can't right say it, but there's something about that seal for sure.
Shout out our lovely seal communication or community watching the show.
Yeah.
We're big fans of you.
Shout out the seals. And also shout out to JoJo fans again. We already discussed how impactful JoJo was into naming this this show. Oh wait, hold on. Soki na zwi yangai moto Elokwe foma kibo kamarade Kaka soki na zwi yangai moto Akotu nangai Apesi ngai ninye Akotu nangai Lobi na lamba kininye Akotu nangai Lobi na lata kininye Akotu nangai Kulor ya mobali ninye Masu Sorry, I just had to,
the music.
Yeah, I just had to like. I love that chorus there. I just had to give it its flowers. Yeah. But yes. With the JoJo fans, shout out JoJo fans. We already said the impact that JoJo had on the naming of 10-day forecast, the choosing of the moniker DJ Weatherboy, and being able to find Palladium there. Wonderful, amazing track. But so allegedly this While I was searching up the lyrics for this Tim Maia song, I found that there is a post on the r/Stardust Crusaders Reddit, which is the JoJo Reddit there, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Reddit, and finding out here that when Part 4 was first initially being teased and released, that people were like, oh my goodness, are they, this opening chord sounds a lot like, what's it called? The opening to the Tim Maia song that we just played, because they didn't get the full access to the song there. The song did not end up being, you know, the Tim Maia song. For their openings, they always do something in, like, you know, actual Japanese. For the outros, they get, like, Araki to, like, choose, like, you know, a cool song that he liked from, yeah, that he feels embodies it. For part five, for some reason, he chose Freaking You by Jodeci. Jodeci, I don't know.
Interesting choice.
That is probably one of my favorite outros of all time. So perfect. But,
it's a show that does really good I just, there's so much, like, thought put into intro music.
Yes.
But, like, outro music, I
think, is much more important.
It's underappreciated.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
Because I think about Sopranos. Sopranos is a show that's, like, their outro music is far better than their intro music.
Yes, yes.
And it's like sometimes they just cut to these songs and just like, whoa. Like, that's... Of course, the last episode, but, like, and all the episodes pretty much.
And you know what I find so brave about The Sopranos is that a lot of times they use music that was, like, recent. Was modern. And that's, that's incredibly, like, brave to do, especially for a television show, and I'm so glad they did that. More people do need to do that.
I agree.
For sure. But... Yes, the thing did not end up being that. It ended up being something like crazy, noisy, bizarre town or whatever. It's a nice, amazing intro. It's pretty funky and fun. Yeah. I would play it here, but it's a bit too long. I may play the intro to the JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, like that part four. There's like a radio show called Moriocho Radio. And so we might even be able to play that
to tap into the collective radio subconscious here.
Yes, tap into the collective radio subconscious. Are you privy?
I'd be down.
Okay.
This is our last episode, Chris. We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we want.
We can say whatever words we want.
We can do whatever we want. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be wonderful. We love 10-day forecasts. We love, and again, remember, 10-day forecasts is only possible thanks to viewers like you.
We cherish you all.
Yeah. And now we're going to go ahead and go back to enjoying these amazing FEMA vocals, this amazing trumpet solos, et cetera. Wow. Thank you, Franco, and the Tippy OK Jazz.
Thank you.
Thank you.
so funky.
More than okay,
bro.
Jazz,
like,
as they say.
I remember as a kid, I used to make a joke because that CPO okay jazz group, they're from the Congo, the DRC Congo, the one that was previously Zaire, mm-hmm. I believe. Which is they've dealt with quite a bit of trauma then and even now. But my dad would always love playing Franco or whatever, and mm-hmm. I made jokes about it as a kid, like Franco everywhere or whatever, like Uber everywhere. By wow, I should become a musician. Anyways, but
Franco everywhere.
Yeah, but team. I can understand why he has that, like why he holds this music in such high regard, such high esteem. It's amazing. It is amazing.
Isn't
it is amazing.
It's just great, like appreciating the things that your parents appreciate.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. It's like Danny DeVito. I get it now. But if you're just joining in with us now, the song that we just played was this. You are listening to WMUC FM College Park, and the song you just listened to was Masao by Franco and Latipi, okay, jazz, or M-A-S-S-U, because I don't know how to pronounce things. But Calder, were you going to say something there? I feel like I interrupted you.
Well, no, I wasn't, but I do have things to say, of course. Mm-hmm. This music's very much making me cherish what I have. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a reflecting time. I feel like every episode we do here is a little bit reflecting.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
We like to forecast for the future, but also relive the past.
Oh, yes. People have not heard the forecast just yet, which we may be... I think we should probably tap into the forecast when Henry comes there. I don't know why I like held my hand, my wrist up to check the time.
When Henry comes.
Yeah.
But one thing that I'm appreciative of recently is the news that came out the other day about Bill Gates donating his entire fortune.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes. I think that's awesome. I think that's wonderful, and I think that's amazing. I know a lot of people like to... on billionaires, and most definitely for good reason, but mm-hmm. especially, you know, it's like that whole entire idea of like understanding the context of which you live in, right? We have a context right now in which we have like Elon Musk doing what Elon Musk is doing, you know, a lot of these tech billionaires being like very much cozying up with the Trump admin. And so like when you see someone like, you know, like Bill Gates be like, no, heck that.
And Bill Gates is like, he's like at this point, like, he's gold status, like gray-haired member of the billionaire party.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Well known.
He's well known. He's well established, and it's like and that's the one thing. He's definitely cementing himself as like a modern day like Rockefeller. Yeah, yeah, or Carnegie. Yeah, and it's like because the fact that yes, we understand that he definitely did some very terrible practices with monopolies or whatever, and mm-hmm. making so that like nothing else existed on the market except for Windows, and then mm-hmm. Apple managed to survive as well. But it's like, man, hey, as I'm happy to see the fact that there is something, there is, you know,
good more back.
Yeah, good coming back. Less people are going to be starving now because of that. Less people are going to be dying of, you know, lack of AIDS medication, I believe.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, like, we have to kind of rely on billionaires being, you know,
benevolent
people mm-hmm. rather than, you know, them being forced to not having a situation where we need that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nice to just see, like, the foundation work and see him really notice that we're in a time where, you know, funding's getting cut for all these medical practices. And,
yeah.
Like, you know what? I need to do something here.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And it's like, you know, sometimes, and especially with that, it's like, you know, the idea of, like, you have to, like, sort of carrot stick, you know, sort of behaviors, right? If you don't, like, sort of, like, reward someone for, you know, actually doing something good within their public, I feel like, you know, it like, you know, lends to them not doing good things, obviously. Yeah. You know,
everybody's flawed, everyone makes bad decisions, you know. Billionaires are evil in a lot of ways, but you know, everybody's evil in a lot of ways.
Yes.
So it's like, yeah, we're just grateful he's not doing the
evil things. Yes,
right now.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. And now thank you again for listening in to 10 Day Forecast, and here is Moriocho Radio, as I mentioned before while we were yapping here, from by Yugo Kano, who does all the soundtracks for JoJo. I don't know if you remember, if you know about Game of Thrones and the composer there, but mm-hmm. he is the like Ramon Djawadi or whatever of the JoJo world. It's like the fact that he was able to fully capture like the essence of the comics or whatever there, and like Ramon Djawadi was able to really capture that mm-hmm. essence of Thrones and create it into music form. Anyways, here is Moriocho Radio. That was Moriocho Radio. Yes, it's only like 47 seconds.
That's a short little ditty there. So
yes, that's what I wanted from like 10 day for. Like, that's what I wanted to create, a 10 day forecast version of Moriocho Radio. In any case, here's a little bit of a throwback to our episodes, the Divine Wind episodes.
I remember that episode.
Yeah,
that was a great one.
Yeah, I really, like, again, love music that's very much. I think I was like dealing with someone who, I don't know, for some reason I was facing Christian contemporary rock, and I was like, this is just not good music. And I was like, this is like, I don't
Uber
know
what driver it, music. That's what I call it.
Huh?
I call it Uber driver music.
Exactly.
Every time I get in an Uber around here, they're playing contemporary Christian rock.
Yeah, it's only, and it's like, it's one of those songs where it's like, oh yeah, this is only like good if you like already are tapped into, you know, whatever the a substance that they're talking about is. But like, other than that, it's like boo. And I was saying, like, it's possible to create like music where you have like this sort of like these same, like, addressing these like same sort of themes that, you know, gospel music in general or, you know, Christian contemporary wants to address, while also just being good music across the board. And anyways, this is a highlight from that. I really loved and played the song a lot. It's definitely not as funky and fresh, but it is from like the 70s/60s or whatever. Here's Sinner Man by the Religious Souls. Thank you.
book.
And for those who are just tuning in, that was Sinner Man by the Religious Souls. And speaking of Sinner Man, Calder, it seemed like you wanted to talk about Preacher Boy.
Oh, yeah, do I?
Yeah.
I went and saw the movie Sinners last night. And I, of course, won't spoil this for anyone that hasn't seen it. But that movie was spectacular. I was so pleasantly surprised.
No. It's a nice, wonderful, amazing movie. Oh man!
I took a class when I first got to college here. That was an honor seminar titled "Race and Nightlife in America: The History of Partying."
Really? Oh, that's they made this movie for you.
They did, and so it started with like, you know, slave ship times, and like goes, you know, through the black community's history of, you know, how they've found enjoyment. They covered some trans identity parties. They covered rent parties. They covered, of course, juke joints.
Parties.
And it was just an awesome class. Yeah. I got to read a lot of material for this. And so watching this movie, it was very much a callback to my first semester in college here. I studied all those things.
Throwback. That's awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, right now, our new guest, Henry Brown, is looking at Trey. Well, our old, amazing, wonderful, forecaster, newscaster, is looking at the ID that Shreya Jha left in the studio. Shreya Jha left a...
If your name is Shreya Jha, please come pick up your ID from the WMUC headquarters.
Yes, indeed. Now, Mr. Brown, do you want to go ahead and say a few words as we go ahead and maybe even listen to some more Palladium?
Ooh, it's forecast time. And get into the
forecast?
Okay.
I think it's time for the forecast.
Is it time for me to talk or the forecast? What did you decide?
A little bit of both.
All right. Well, what do you want me to talk about then?
I don't know. What do you want? See,
oh, you can't do that.
We're so like, used
just say,
to just...
Say hello. Hey, what's up? Hello.
We're so used to just slandering Henry the moment he leaves the call, but now he's here, so we can't do that.
It's true. I'm here. I did not see Sinners. I don't have that kind of money. I already saw my one movie this year.
I didn't pay for it.
There we go. I should have thought of that. I was busy hooting and hollering the Minecraft movie. That's my adventure for the year.
Chicken jockey.
Ooh, where's Josh?
Is that a reference? I don't get it.
Henry, are you going to the meme along? Are you going to the meme along, Henry? You can sing along to the movie. All of the songs in it. All 20 seconds of music that they have in the
movie.
Is
that like a re-release, like Morbius?
I think it is, yeah. They're going to make a more billion more bucks. That's a callback. Morbius?
Oh, yeah, wow. I didn't see it once, let alone the second time.
Oh, I've watched it every single time.
Wait, there are two Morbius movies?
Well, there are not two Morbius movies. What happened was, the first one was so well received that the people demanded, even though it bombed the first one, the first time it came out, they promised they'd show out if it re-released. And then they just pulled a prank on the studios and didn't go the second time, too.
Yeah, but it made a more billion bucks.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
The studios always win. It's like the casino.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Much love to the studios. Here is a Palladium era here before we... Oh, wow. Okay.
A song so good that we'll play it twice on the air. Palladium.
Yeah, exactly. We'll slightly
break it. It's just like old times where we play Palladium three times in a row so we can talk.
Yeah, just so we can yap over Palladium. And here is Palladium. Hopefully we'll be able to still have some time to get to some of these other songs, but, you know, some of them can still get kind of axed. Maybe we'll ax... Okay, I'll just say that we'll just play, like, some parts of, I guess, like, the first parts of a few songs, and then, Okay, anyways, Palladium.
Palladium. All right, DJ Weatherboy, let's get into the forecast. How is this week looking for you?
Woo! This week is looking great. Bright horizons. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Team, even though that... It's a strange phenomenon where even though the sun is setting, you know... Things are on the up and up.
The sun is setting, but that's when the bugs come out to play. That's when you can catch frogs to your heart's content.
Exactly.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to be awesome. This afternoon, I don't know if this is considered like a Plagola or whatever, but there is like the WMEC zine show that's happening. So I can't wait for that. Oh, yeah. I'm not even telling you like how you can even get tickets. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, so that's not Plug-O.
Why would you?
Yeah, Why would I? But, yeah.
Gatekeep, Chris. Yeah, come on, don't let him know.
Yeah, but I can't wait for that. I can't wait. I'm now in this... Like, I feel like I came to an epiphany about, you know, what it means to, you know, just work and function with the way
Happy
that...
last week of college, Chris.
Yeah, no, it's like, it's crazy, yeah. But I'm glad that I'm able to find this this energy and this spirit here now. I know, like, before I've always teased this, like, this coming, but it's here now. It's here now. Last night, I pulled, like, close in all-nighter, and it was wonderful and amazing, and
yeah,
I got some
you texted
fun.
The roommate group chat at, I believe, 7 in the morning. Asking someone to let you back in the building.
Oh, yeah, that was the other day. Oh, my goodness. Like, I did not have my ID. I was too embarrassed. I had packages with me, and I already had lost my temporary swipe that they gave me. So I was too embarrassed to go up there and be like,
Can I get another one, please?
Yeah.
Are you, like, a regular at the front desk?
Not right. Like, this is so, like... Again, I've fallen off, Mr. Brown. And
also you just sleep, so how much have you really changed?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just said you had an epiphany about how to work well, and now you're saying you've fallen off?
No. I'm saying, like, in the past month or whatever, I've fallen off. I'm losing things at a greater rate, you know, not doing things at a greater rate. It's been terrible. But now we're... Storm is over, you know. We reached the eye, maybe. The
no,
eye.
No, I know what kind of man you are. You haven't changed. You put on your faded concert tee and your Ed Sheeran bonnet. You've come to know epiphany.
My Ed Sheeran bonnet. This is a JoJo reference. This is a JoJo reference. My bonnet is a JoJo reference.
We bring Henry back in the studio for one day, and it's all
a
reference.
Trish Una bonnet. It's a Trish Una bonnet. This is a JoJo reference.
They can't see you, I can.
And this is a Netspend t-shirt. You gotta put respect on Netspend's name. Anyways, and it's not faded. That's the way
it
looks.
It's not faded. It sounds like we have a crying baby in the booth. We're surprised.
Anyways. Let's get to your guys' forecast for, yes.
Henry, we'll make you go a second because you're the guest in the studio. How is the weather looking for you this week?
We're trying to find some consistency. You know, we have some clouds. We have some sun. It's just a matter of, you know, knowing when to expect what weather. That's where I'm at. You know, started a new job. Still trying to get my feet under me. Figuring out how much I can really take without overloading myself.
Sounds like you got the hot front with the cold front moving in.
Ooh. Hopefully. A little bit. We are sort of between things. But I guess that's part of the deal. I didn't know you guys did individual weather reports. I thought we just listened to Chris Bent.
Well, it's the last episode now. You know, you gotta show up for everyone.
Yeah, you know, we try to get our work in. I'm going to McKeldin after this. And what's an autograph? You know where to find me, second floor.
Hey. Not a call to action, by the way.
I actually met the wonderful, amazing Peter last night. I saw Peter in the whatever, walking into some animal something, animal biology,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Animal science.
Yes.
Well, Henry, it sounds like you got this new job with Sports Illustrated, and not the call to action or anything, but, you know, those articles on your @HenryJNBA are very good. Exactly. We'll say that.
But yes, indeed.
I do my best. I'm a good rumor monger. I'm a good muckraker.
Oh,
I got it all.
He's raking muck, guys, especially with the Knicks. That's great.
What's new with you? How's your weather looking?
My weather is looking nice and balmy here. We're really in that stretch of open ocean where it's just not a wave in sight, just pure, you know, smooth waters. I have 8 assignments left to do in college, and then I'm done, and then I'm off to work. So I'm in the time now where I'm just looking forward to that kind of suspended animation and waiting for the adventure. I'm gonna start my new job in a few weeks here, and once I start my job, it's like, you know, a year of that, and then who knows where I go.
This is wonderful. This is amazing. Team, I love 10-day forecasts. I love 10-day forecasts. I love 10-day forecasts. I love our lives. And for the viewers out there.
God. I love my family.
To the viewers out there, our forecast for your life today, your upcoming Friday, your upcoming weekend, your upcoming, you know, rest of your semester life, etc. It's going to be bright. It's going to be sunny. Anyways, up next here is Si Toi Beaucoup by Franco. It's a much shorter song here. And then hopefully we'll be able to play a little bit of a roller skating jam named Saturdays with De La Soul. And then maybe some Haseveve with Jacob Luceno, which is a song that is very much localized to my particular tribe in Kenya. And then, I don't know. Maybe we'll also get some Junko Sasha Love You So. Oh my God, so many amazing songs.
These are all great songs. It's hard to cut any of these.
And it'll all be over by the Supreme Jubilees. That's going to be our last song for sure. I don't know if we're going to, I think we're going to axe the Tay Zonde Chocolate Rain, unfortunately. Mm. For those, we did have Chocolate Rain on the whatever. I don't know why I said that we'd be playing Chocolate Rain at some point. Anyways, much love to you all.
It's the weather, Chocolate Rain.
Yeah. Here is, oh, it is the weather. Here is Si Toi Beaucoup. By Franco and the Tippy OK Jazz. We love Franco.
Ça va? Moi pas, ça va, camarade. Oh? Tu comprends français? Moi pas, connais français. Tu reconnais? Oyebi lingala? Moi t'es pas, yebi t'es lingala t'es.
Allez, viens, on va prendre un verre, allez.
Moi bois pas. Tu bois beaucoup?
Ah ah, l'épaule vive. Moi comprends pas français. Ah ah, Brazzaville. Moi comprends pas français. Ah ah, Ilonto. Moi parle pas lingala. Ah ah, vis-à-vis. Moi comprends pas lingala. Français. Ah, ah.
bois beaucoup, tu bois beaucoup et tu bois beaucoup. Tu comprends français,
toi pas comprends français.
Oye bilingala,
naye bite, naye bite o naye bite. Lingala te o lingala te.
Tu commences à Ilondo,
tu bois beaucoup.
Jusqu'à vis-à-vis,
tu bois beaucoup. Tu bois beaucoup et tu bois beaucoup.
Français,
moi pas comprends français.
Oye bilingala,
naye bite, naye bite o naye bite, naye bite o naye bite, lingala te o.
Thank you again for listening to WMEC FM Cult Park. This is 10 Day Forecast, and up next we're going to be actually having Kunu Kaido, aka Silk Road, by Harumi Hosono. Amazing, wonderful song, impactful to me. This album so impactful. Thank you also to Mac DeMarco, who kind of put me onto this because of his cover of Honeymoon by Harumi Hosono on the same album, Tropic Dandy. Wonderful, awesome, amazing. I have to kind of speed up because we are running out of time here, but we're just going to go straight into there. No yapping from the rest of the newscast.
Wow. How quickly we cut the yapping.
Yes. Anyways, and then we're probably going to do like a little back-to-back thing pretty soon. But much love. Hope you guys enjoyed these brief bits of Kunu Kaido by Harumi Hosono.
Thank you.
That was some tropical dandy right there.
Woo! Love Fasono. Love Fasono. And Calder, it seems like you want to say something to our viewers. Like a song dedicated to the viewers.
I did. We have time for two more songs here. And then we'll be leaving you and the WMEC airwaves for good.
For good.
And this song is from Chris, DJ Weatherboy, DJ World War II Mike, myself,
yes,
and of course our beloved co-host Henry J. Brown.
We just want to say,
I love you so.
Here it is. That was lovely. Wow. Just wanted to say that was I Love You So by Junko Ohashi. And just wanted to say again, much love to everybody out to Zeno. been able to be out here. Why is it saying this? Okay, fine. But, you know, this it's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's amazing being out here with all of y'all and listening to these amazing, funky, fun tracks, forecasting the funk, the fun, you know, all that. Henry Brown is agreeing wholeheartedly. I want to end us off with like a song that's kind of so somber, like It'll All Be Over by the Supreme Jubilees. I also want to play Overlist Gang Jamming Saturday, so I have more fun. And also want to play Chocolate Rain by Tay Zonday, but unfortunately, you'll have to go ahead and do that.
I want it all, Chris.
Yeah, yeah.
I want it all.
Yeah, but instead, I'll be ending us off with Haseveve by Jacob Luceno here, just because, you know, a note to my family, my father, who, you know, just putting me onto a lot of this music, so I didn't have to work so hard. With finding these more eccentric versions of the funk here. This is kind of more of like a Kenyan country bluegrass. I don't know how to describe it. But in any case, you guys will be able to hear this in the background.
Closing maybe, remarks, Chris.
Yeah, closing remarks. Farewell to all of you guys who came here, came out, made the forecast what it was. Again, as I said, 10-day forecast is always only possible thanks to viewers like you.
Viewers like you, Chris.
Yeah, and a co-host like you, Calder, co-host like you, Henry. Henry almost bit my hand. Henry bit my finger. Ah!
And thank you to WMUC for, of course, giving us this opportunity. A special message to people to, you know, be inclusive and invite other ideas and remember that, you know, we can all flourish here.
Yeah, exactly.
Great community.
We're able to find the funk everywhere, just like you can find, you know, love everywhere. You know what I mean? You bring that love, you bring that funk everywhere you go.
And that's the final farewell forecast.
That's the final forecast. Funk, fun, and I don't know, love. That's not really starts with an F, but, you know.
Friends.
Yeah. Funk, fun, and friends.
It all goes to the friends you made along the way.
Yes, that's the forecast. That's the forecast. Anyways, you guys have a great rest of your lives. Toodaloo.
Mima baluya, mima cheru chari chakara baje.